Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ili Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We hope you have a wonderful Kvitl. And we are in Masechta Nida Perek Vav Mishnayos Hey and Vav, and we continue with our contrast system. The Mishnah tells us Kol Shachay BeMaisros Metame Tumas Ocholin. Something that has a status of food so far that it's going to be chayev. So then it's also able to contract tuma of food. V'yesha metame tumas ochlin, certain things can contract food tuma, v'eino chayev b'maisos, but they're not going to be chayev maisos. So like, for instance, meat, fish, eggs, these things you don't have a responsibility to go ahead and separate maiser for. And so since you don't have a responsibility to separate maiser, that doesn't mean that it's not called food. It can still become tame tumas ochel. It's just not going to be considered something that's going to be chayav and meiser. Now, kol shachayav bepeah, the Mishnah continues, something for which you are chayav and peah. Peah means that at the end of the field, we have to set aside a certain area for the poor. So something that's an area that one is chayav to separate peah, chayav bemeiser, you also have to separate meiseros. Be'esha chayav bemeiser, so you know chayav bepeah. There are certain things that you're chayav to separate maaser for, but are not going to go ahead and separate the rules of peah for. If something is a vegetable that's not being stored, or figs or whatever, where you don't pick them all at once, so those things are chayav and maaser, but they're pater from the rules of Peah. Okay, the Mishnah, it will stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day, and a good and fitful.